pasuk this week's parasha, the Torah tells us the Indian for the big day kahuna that the Kohen Gadol has to wear the begadim, more begadim. We're more begotten, and the Kohen Hedyot with less begotten. Kohen Gadol wears Shmoine begotten, as we know. The Kohen Hedyot wears four begotten, and I want it to be Masbir. Doing different rayon I had this year, by side in the Indian. Of the begodim of the Kohen Gadol, Rav Yisai. Why is the Kohen Gadol wear so many begodim? We know the pshat, the Torah tells the Chavar L'Sif Ores, and Avada, we could understand it in one way, the more poshut way we understand it, Rav Yisai, is the respect that a person has to dress in a proper way to bring out the greatness of what he's doing. This is something very, very important we have to realize. If we can't, we learn from the halachas of a Kohen Gadol has to wear belts and things like that. There's maram azim to the inyan of a person wearing a belt during his davening. He Kohen the kras elokecha Yisrael. Prepare yourself when you go speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a proper attire, a dress code. The Torah wants us to have, when we go speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kohen who's going into Mishores HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace, he has to get dressed up in special clothes, and the Kohen Gadol, who's going to go, Lifnai V'Lifnim, he's going to go into the Holy of Holies, he's going to go into the holiest place, the holiest day of the year, he has to dress accordingly. And that is, and we see how strong that is. The Gemara says that a person, such a pelet, a kohen, that goes into the b'dudi avoida, without one of the begadim, he's chayv misa. It's a pelet, Bishlam, he didn't do the avoida properly. He shechted the korban, whatever. He didn't do it, he didn't sprinkle the blood in the wrong place. He sprinkled in the eyes of the other kohen, got him between the eyes. Okay. So that's an Ayinakashir, Apostle Avoid, Chayav Misa, whatever. The guy wasn't wearing his hat. Come on, Rabbi, I just wasn't wearing my hat. No, that Avoid is possible. Why? Because it shows a certain disrespect. You're coming to serve this HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're coming to meet up with the holiest of holies. This is how you have to realize, show your respect, because you won't treat it properly. A person doesn't dress properly, he does not treat the situation properly. That we know it was the way we dress, is the way we, it affects our act, how we act. Begodim amachabit a person. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol is expected to respect the makom, to respect the place. And by wearing less of clothing, it shows a certain disrespect. And that's why pasul di avodah. That's, it would be the classic pshat, Rabbi said. I was thinking of another mahalach, Rabbi said, a very, very interesting mahalach. There's something unique, but I want to be masbit, Rabbi said. Maybe you can understand another way, the union of begodim, Rabbi said, riboy begodim. We understand the yisod of a beged, Rabbi said. The beged is to cover ourselves. It's an end of tznius. 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 That's the yisod of beged. I was thinking a very, very interesting thing, Rabbi Yisai. The yisoid of a beged, what's the sort of a beged? What's the lashon? A very interesting, Rabbi Yisai. Listen to it, a very interesting thing. What's the word beged mean? Beged, boyged. What's boyged mean? You know what a boyged is? A begida, You know what the word begida was in Hebrew? Begida means rebellious, to be rebellious. So why is the clothing called beged? The clothing called you begodim, a beged. So I thought to say a very interesting thing. Be'etzem, the man, human, when was the first beged created? After Adam sinned. When Adam sinned, so let's explain it like this. When Adam did his Aveira, so the Yetzer Hara was external. And that was the Yetzer Hara. His body was pure and holy, transparent. Everything that was inside and there was no within of Erva. When he sinned, he brought the Yetzer Hara into it, and his body now, his guf, became one with the Yetzer Hara, and it created a certain, we'll call it an erva in the Torah, it created a certain distance between him and Hashem now. The etzim before that, the guf was just as holy as the neshama. It was all one. But now the body became a cloak for us. The Yetzer Hara became part of it. It became tomei, let's say. The tumma entered, as the Chazal say, zua manichlus bar. That nochash put impurities into Adam and Chava. So the beged became an impure thing. So it had to be covered now. So the beged represents begida, rebellious. It covers up the begida, the rebellious that we did with our body, that's now in our bodies. So so the yisoida of tznius, of covering, is the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we, Taka, were rebelled against the Kodesh, but we're all offspring from Adam, our present time, and therefore we covered up with a certain busha, a certain embarrassment we in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, because of the sin that was done. But that's more working with the Milam. I think it's a Gevaldik Psham, the word beged, it helps to cover up, and that's why it's a covered. It's called the Mechubadim. What Rabbi Yossi said, I call my clothing my Mechubadim, my honor. It honors him because it covers up the thing that was boygate against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it becomes a covet now. But you saw it anyway, of tzniyas, that's the sort of tzniyas. Tzniyas is an understanding that I want to show my humbleness in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm humbling myself. I'm showing that the body that I have, I realize that in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of the Eibishta, is something that I have to humble. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Almighty, I am a nothing. I am not who I think I am. I'm not invincible. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam on top of me. That's why Yidden have a din of tznius. Because we understand there's an Eibisht in the world. The Gemara says that he told, cover your head. We wear a kapel on our heads. Everybody look on their heads, they have a kapel. What's the inner of this kapel that we wear? Why did Yidden walk around with a kapel on their head? Some people have a Pepsi Cola bottle cap on their head. You know, that's about the size of it. But some people have big things. The bigger the yarmulke, right, the more there's the cover. We know those with that small yarmulke, they're being represented. There's not so much over there to cover. But anyway, the big yarmulke is because you have a lot to cover over there. Baruch Hashem. But the side of the covering is Yirah Shemayim. Why? Because you recognize. You're humbled in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know that there's somebody way above me, that's my recognition. This beanie over here, I recognize there's a beanie oil, there's someone above me. And he's in charge. So the yisoid of wearing clothing, covering us, is sort of sneers. Oh, sneers, come on, I don't like that word. Sneers, that has some, bulletproof stock. We're not getting into that subject, Rabbi. I don't like that stuff. Don't go down that alley. It's sneers. But men have a dinner of sneers also. We're supposed to cover ourselves. What does covering mean? It shows a recognition. Let's get into the basics over here. It shows that I recognize there's a God above me. That's what sneers is all about. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi somit hu klal gadol batorah. Right? It's a klal gadol with the first simon shel Gemara. That a person that says, recognize that Hirschbaum is around the world and says what it says, and realize when you're lying on your bed, all naked behind that thing, or under your blanket, realize you have to cover yourself, and you have to be tzniyas, That's the first Shem Shulchan Aruch. What's the connection? That's what Sneiz is all about. The more recognition that there's a Bore Olam, I realize that he's here in this world, he's around, I have a certain humbleness towards the Kodesh Baruch. So Sneiz, the Emes, is this way of showing another humbleness, recognition of a Kodesh Baruch in the world. I want to say a big Gevaldik Zach. The greater you are, the more humble you have to be. The greater you are, the more humble you have to be, Rabbi said. Why is that? It's very simple. Because who gives me the greatness? The greater I have, the richer I am, the more humble I really have to be. Because if I truly believe that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I who have more have gotten more from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to be more indebted. If I believe with my suspenders and my big belly that what? That's me who did everything, so I'm supposed to be less humble. It was my genius. What do you mean? I invested in stocks. I invested in tuna fish from California. It was such a great idea. The stocks went up. I'm a genius. 2 years later, he has food stamps, that genius of a guy. He invested in no-cow pizza. It didn't go too well. All of a sudden, his genius, his big genius, brilliant businessman with his suspenders, he doesn't have, he has bobby pins. He had to get rid of sell his suspenders. He has bobby pins, trying to keep his pants up. What's the vart? Because the British Shlomo's in charge. So the more you have, the more you have, the more indebted to realize that it's Kodesh Baruch in this world. The more tenu I have to be, the more humble I have to be. So Fizetz Gizvahal, if you were saying that. The Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yisai. What's the pshat in the Kohen Gadol? He has the most, he has to wear more begodim. It's a very gishmah for you what I'm saying. The Kohen wears more begodim because he has a bigger avoid. He was given a bigger, higher status to Klai Yisrael. We have to mechabit the Kohen, but who gave him that honor? Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to him. He has more of a recognition. He wears more begodim. And the Kohen Gadol, who's on top of him, he has to wear more begodim. He has to be more tzanua. He has more recognition of his humbleness before Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, of the begodim. I want to tie another mahach, and the more begodim the Kohen Gadol, because he's even bigger. B'chol mokom sh'ata moitzeg, ma'amar Megillah Lamed Aleph. B'chol mokom sh'ata moitzeg, gedulaso sh'al Kodesh Baruch Hu. Wherever you found his greatest, sh'am ata moitzeg, an v'sinusim by Kodesh Baruch Hu, which says, greatness is showing you anova. Greatness is showing that you're a humble person, Rabbi Yisrael. And humbleness is the yisoid of the ik avoid and avoid Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. A person is humble, a person can accomplish everything. As the Rabban writes in his famous Igeris, you want to have atzlocha in all your avoidance Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to work on the middle of anova. Realization that everything comes from Kodesh. That's anova, Rabbi Yisrael. And especially as we speak on Sunday nights of our interpersonal relationship, Rabbi Yisrael, one of our biggest issues in marriage, Rabbi Yisrael, the number one, or maybe number two, but number one issue in marriage, Rabbi Yisrael, the number one issue in relationships, difficult relation, is one thing and one thing itself, ego. Ego. We're egotistical. We live our lives, everything's about myself. Three people, me, myself, and I, all three, that's what it's about. That's what lunch is about, that's what breakfast is about, that's what supper is about. That's what my whole day is about. What can I do for myself? And I live in my entire life living for myself and my pleasures and what's about my life. And then you get married to somebody else. She also lived that way. Oh, she can't grow up that way also. Only you could grow up that way. And you come into a house and it's I and right? And they don't see eye to eye. They don't see I, big capital I to I. There's a big, they come to the rabbi. Hello, rabbi? We have shalom bayit problems. We don't see eye to eye. There's a lot behind those words. Of course you don't see eye to eye. Because everything's about I! If you put your iPod and your iPad and your iPhone, you're never going to see eye to eye. Even your Wii is spelled W-I-I. That game you have. It's all about the eyes, Rabbi Sai. It's all about yourself. And then you live a life only investing in myself and not caring anything about the guy next to me. Of course I care. What do you mean I take him on vacation with me? You don't want to be alone. I pay for his vacation. You don't want to be alone. How could you care about him? You don't care if he dies after the vacation. As long as you're like, Chas v'shalom, I don't want to say it, under the table. As long as he gets me the money back. You really care about what is going on in that guy's life? Stop faking it. You're after that guy's money. You're after that person's, we know what the guy's after. You know, he's on a date with a girl. You really care what she has to tell about her grandmother. You don't care what's a man. You want one thing, Rabbi Sai. And Rabbi Sai, it eats away at any relationship. The whole yusoid of a successful relationship, Rabbi Sai, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is humbling yourself, knowing that there's somebody else in the world besides yourself. And that will translate itself in a wonderful relationship. A person can put away the I and dedicate his life to be part of a team, part of a situation where he's mevater on his I, Rabbi Sai. There you'll see a successful marriage. It's very nice to joke about it, to think about it, Rabbi Sai, but the calls will keep coming in, Rabbi Sai. And the big signs will be out there. Divorcing! $399! Call 999-7676. No need of the other party to sign. We'll have it all in 3 hours. Everything will be taken care of. And you'll go back to your own business like you wanted in the first place. And never the korban is after, Rabbi Sai. In everything relationship, in the business, you won't get along because if a person lives to focus on himself, he will never be successful in any relationship. You want to have a successful relationship, you got to put away the I. You got to do for somebody else, Rabbi Sai. And the yeshiva, Rabbi Sai, we always talk about it, especially is the place to start. You have roommates that you're in rooms with. You have friends around. You have people in the yeshiva that you're not so, you don't get so, you get along with. You got to push away that I. You got to push away the need to fulfill your needs and your pleasure, Rabbi Sai. And you have to work on thinking about somebody else, getting somebody else in the picture, opening up the brain, and incorporating other people into your lives and thinking about what's going on in this life. I told one guy, I didn't know, just recently, I said, the whole story, for hours and hours, marriage, the chosin shmooz and the chosin preparation, there's one thing. You gotta erase, take out of your mindset, the mindset of focusing on yourself and start focusing on somebody else. And that person in your life has to be a main focus. And that's it. That's all about. Both sides have to realize that. Then you can have successful. But if you can continue with that focus that you've trained yourself in so many years, the Rahman al-Islam, if you come to yeshiva here and you work, in Baruch Hashem, we have every Sunday night, the Mitzvah of Chaver Shmuz, and you work at the things that we talk about, Rabbi Sai. So Be'ezah Hashem, you could be more successful. But if you're going to stay in that, in the mindset, you're going to stay in that type of feeling that, you know, I gotta satisfy my needs, Rabbi Sai. It's all wrong. It's all up the wrong creek, Rabbi Sai, and Rahman al-Islam is safe for you to see. So you have to invest in these days, Rabbi Sai, these times. Put yourself in somebody else's shoes. Think about others. Take time out of your day to think. Take a guy in the yeshiva and think, how can I do something for them? How can I? And how, even a guy, it could be sometimes very simple, Rabbi Sai. You're going into the dining room now, you're going to supper. You could run ahead of the line and knock the guy over and take what you need, or you can get the guy go ahead of you. You know what? You go ahead of me. I was there first. You were there first. The whole fight about you were there first. 2 minutes later, you'll get the supper anyway. But it's not that good anyway. No, I was kidding. But the mice will be 2 minutes later, you'll get the supper. But the whole fight is about, I was there first. So what? So what? So let the other guy go first. Or a guy needs something, and yesterday a guy said, no, I can't do it right now. Why? Because I'm so wrapped up in my own business. No, take away yourself. I said, you know what? I know I have to do something for myself right now, and I'm going to go leave that and go do something for somebody else. Because that, you don't realize it, but you work on that mindset, you work on that, that's going to develop into an wonderfully successful husband, a successful partner, a successful businessman, successful in everything in life, in relationships, to that madrega, the midah of a nova, to realize that everything we have comes from Hashem. The more we have, the more thankful we have to be. To gevaldike relationships in all our lives and all endeavors, and bizucha to shevis achim gam yachim.